Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail. I'm in. Michael McDade, MC, capital D-A-D-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. McDade as described in my report of 8-6-20 period. He is now a 63-year-old male who, again, describes he was injured at work on 1-16-18. He slipped on ice and twisted his left knee. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation and treatment, culminating in left knee replacement. First on 8-2-19. In April 2023, he saw orthopedics for return of symptoms. He had his left hip replaced on 10-3-23, but he also had left shoulder surgery on 9-5-23 under the workers' compensation auspices. Period, is no longer receiving any active treatment for the subject event. Period admits that he tore his meniscus prior to this event twice, in 1997 and 2008. These were treated surgically. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. New paragraph. As per the record supplied, Mr. McDade has filed several different claim petitions. On 5-17-21, he received an award for 55% of the left leg based on orthopedic residuals of left total knee replacement. The award was subject to an Abdullah credit of 35% for a prior left leg award. According to his answers to reopen interrogatories, he had worked since his last award on 5-17-21. This was at the insured. He complained of increased pain and more limited range of motion. He has greater difficulties performing his job duties since the settlement. Although he is able to perform all of the essential functions of his job, he does so in great pain. New paragraph, he was seen by Dr. Baliga, B-A-L-I-G-A, on 4-10-20. He noted the series of work-related accidents sustained by this petitioner. The first occurred on 8-23-10, when he picked up a keg of beer and developed acute onset of bilateral groin and abdominal pain. He underwent bilateral inguinal hernia repair surgeries in 2010 and 2011 by Dr. Salartash, S-A-L-A-R-T-A-S-H. He had two inguinal hernia repair surgeries on the right for a recurrent inguinal hernia on that side. He then reopened his workers' compensation claim for persistent pain in the inguinal region. He saw Dr. Galler, G-A-L-L-E-R, in October 2013. He was diagnosed with neuropathic pain and with a femoral nerve component. He was sent for pain management and was treated with Lyrica and Neurontin. He noted an award was issued on 12-1-17 for 30% of partial total based on increased residuals of bilateral hernia status post-surgery and pain management treatment, with reopener credit of 27.5% of partial total. He also referenced several other injuries and their outcomes that will be inserted in capitals and bold as marked here. New paragraph, Mr. McDade was also seen orthopedically by Dr. DiVernero on 12-14-22 for a need for treatment evaluation about his left knee. Pretty was status post left total knee arthroplasty performed on 7-15-19. Brady denied any new injury or treatment. Brady was working full duty. Period. He wrote, x-rays were looking good and components are stable. Period strength has improved. Period recommended continuation of a dedicated home exercise program. Period, Mr. McDade could work full duty without restriction and was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. He authored a note codifying that. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the left lower extremity. Period. There was open surgical scarring about the left knee and an anterior open scar about the left hip measuring 6 inches in length. Period. He also had a healed surgical scar about the right hip. Period. Left hip flexion was full with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Hips and pelvis normal. Knees normal. Cervical normal. Thoracic normal. Lumbosacral. He was able to squat and rise, complaining of left knee discomfort. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. Insert what's marked from my prior report. Since evaluated here, the petitioner received an order approving settlement and then reopened his claim. Period. He returned to Dr. DiVernero on 12-14-22, who deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. The current clinical exam was quite similar to that previously observed here. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation will also be inserted from my impressions section here. And that's the end.